This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A train that derailed in Minnesota this morning was carrying hazardous materials, says Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. The good news? No reports of injuries. The train was carrying ethanol, caught fire when it derailed in the town of Raymond. Nearby residents were ordered to evacuate their homes. The AP's Shelley Adler.
According to one official, homes in an area a half a mile around the site were evacuated, and residents were taken to a shelter in a nearby town. BNSF says in a statement that 22 cars derailed with four catching fire, but they added no injuries were reported due to the accident. I'm Shelley Adler.
We expect to get more information soon now about two Army helicopters that crashed in Kentucky during a training mission. The military says there are several casualties, but it's not saying yet whether those are injuries or deaths. Nick Tomaszewski lives in Cadiz, Kentucky, and he often watches Army helicopters flying out of Fort Campbell.
After the impact, I told my wife, I said, they just crashed. There's two helicopters just disappeared out of the sky, and there was a large flash. She didn't believe me, and we ran outside, and we started seeing another helicopter that circled that area where I thought the impact was for probably 30 minutes. And then we saw ambulances and sirens.
He talked to WSMV-TV. The crash is under investigation. Moscow says he was caught red-handed. An American reporter for the Wall Street Journal's been arrested in Russia on espionage charges. Evan Gershkovich. The Wall Street Journal vehemently denies accusations that its reporter was acting on U.S. orders to collect information. Pope Francis, who's in the hospital, is improving, says the Vatican. He's got a respiratory infection. This is AP News. Mourners remembered those killed Monday in the Nashville school shooting.
Hundreds of people gathered at a candlelight vigil in downtown Nashville to honor and mourn those shot and killed at the Covenant School earlier this week.
2 days ago was our city's worst day.
Nashville Mayor John Cooper addressed the crowd.
I so wish we did not need to be here, but we need to be here.
The event included performances by Sheryl Crow, Margot Price, and Ketch Secor of Old Crow Medicine Show. First Lady Jill Biden, civic leaders, and the seven children of murdered school custodian Mike Hill were among those who attended. City Council member Russ Pulley.
Covenant staff laid down their lives attempting to protect the children in their care.
Police said 28-year-old former student Audrey Hale shot out glass doors at the school Monday morning and fired indiscriminately, killing 3 9-year-old students, the head of the school, a substitute teacher, and Mr. Hill. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.